It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big news for you in a second. Before we get to that, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. I think this is a poorly worded Twitter question.
I'm
going to read it anyway. Yeah, I don't, you know, how do you expect them to answer this? Were you more disappointed or encouraged after last night's Phillies loss?
Huh?
Yeah. It's 92% disappointed.
Yeah, what the hell?
Disappointed and encouraged.
You meant because Spike said he was encouraged. I'm like, why would they be encouraged?
Well, but the difference is discouraged or encouraged, not disappointed or encouraged. I was disappointed they lost the game. I didn't walk away saying, oh, yeah, you know.
Gee willikers, what a game.
Yeah.
Well, Jolly did chime in and say encouraged at what? You know, so he's locked in.
He's locked in.
So, Eagles Radiothon, today is day one. You know, it benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. There are a bunch of great items, and we're going to talk about all of them today at EaglesRadiothon.com. You can also, if all the items are out of your price range, which they do get pretty expensive, you can buy the T-shirt, which is awesome this year, designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. It is exciting white themed, which is $30 at EaglesRadiothon.com. Or if you just want to donate, text the word afternoon to 53209. Now, we do have big news in that we knew Nolan Smith was going to join the show between 4 and 5 today. We knew Cam Jurgens was going to join the show between 4 and 5 today. But, Jack, we have an addition to the show.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley joins the show at 4 o'clock. The Eagles Autism Foundation does what Rod Lakin couldn't, and that is get Saquon Barkley on the show.
Always got to take a shot at Rod.
Look, he tried to keep him away from us. The Eagles Autism Foundation steps up. So Saquon will be on the show at 4 o'clock. That is very exciting.
Very exciting.
So Larry Anderson on the show at 3, Saquon on the show at 4. Now,
Broad's at 3:30.
And Broad's at 3. Well, Ryan's going to be here at 3:30, so Broad's going to have to be like 3:30.
Yeah, we're moving Broad's back. Yeah.
Should we make Ryan listen to Broad's? I mean,
No.
She'll be like, what the hell is that?
Make Broad's listen to Ryan. Now, speaking of Saquon, there is an item where you get to play golf with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley at Trout National. That is a new golf course in Jersey. Okay.
I want to bid on this.
Okay, well, it's at $21,500.
That's why I'm not going to even waste my time bidding on it.
Now, it is.
That is so much money.
But what I would say is, here's what I like about the Eagles Autism Foundation auctions, the Radiothon auctions. These are, I love autograph stuff and jerseys and all that kind of stuff. This stuff is something that is once in a lifetime.
Tangible.
Money can't buy. You do not have another opportunity to play golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce.
Also, like, Trout National's really hard to get on.
Yes.
I mean, listen.
That's why I really wanted to play. I mean, that's why I wanted to bid. But I don't know which one to be harder.
What?
For me to get on the... Stop, man.
Well, that's
stop.
Getting...
Yes. Stop.
This guy.
It's harder. Either winning the bid or trying to get on Trout National myself.
So that is a once
in a... You too, man. Relax.
That is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And then the gem of the entire auction, which is the WIP Afternoon Show broadcasts at your place of business or your home. Now...
We've never done a home. I do think a home would be hilarious.
Would be hilarious. You know,
we've never done a home. Yeah. Spike's only been here 1 year with this.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
What's that? We've?
Yeah.
Well, I've done...
You did one with Carlin, right? I think.
Michael B.
One time.
He had like a
the Michigan
man cave.
Yes,
that's not right.
So, and he did it purposely.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, sitting in there with that. Yeah.
So our broadcast has to be bid more than the morning show broadcast and the midday show broadcast. And currently, we are third. I woke up, we were first. So it's at $1,500 now.
Like, please,
come on.
Where are we at?
$1,500.
No. I mean, we're second.
We're third.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't work yet.
Ike works on this show.
Look, we get there. Jack will show you his running tips.
Ike, no tips.
Ike will listen to your stories about when you met him years ago, one time.
Do all that for you.
He will act like he remembers it. And I will act like I don't actually want to be there. I would rather be at the studio. You will get the full WIP Afternoon Show experience.
And you'll promise to not be fasting around that time.
Yes, I won't be fasting around that time. If you want to sing Creed with us, you can sing Creed with us there.
Help us put together top five.
So EaglesRadiothon.com for all this. Remember, Saquon Barkley joins the show at 4. Then at some point between 4 and 5, we'll also have Cam Jurgens and Nolan Smith. 215-592-9494. Dom in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
bumbo clot what you're thinking about now.
What?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, bro?
What's up? Are you Chet
Hanks?
That
was pretty good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. It's 2025, right?
Yes.
Wanted to check because we own you.
Oh, you're Mets.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is this going to get better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bryce Harper, he wants to be a Met. He's wearing Mets colors.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a Met.
He wants to be a Met. You can't beat him. You got to join him.
He doesn't want to be a Met. The only way that you can get somebody to want...
You sunk your $765 million in that loser.
Yeah. You still got Fat
Juan Soto.
Fat Soto to worry about.
Juan Solo.
Yeah. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
No shot.
Doesn't like his teammates. Doesn't like... Wishes he was still a Yankee. Yeah, come on, man. Nobody wants to play for that team. That's why you...
248 for a $765 million guy. Come on, man.
And all this bragging, you're still five games behind us in the division. What do you care?
Well, it'll be four after tonight.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter. Regular season, you guys can have it. Like Jalen Hurts says... Or I should say, like the haters of Jalen Hurts like to criticize him because he doesn't play well in the regular season. What matters is the postseason.
Yeah,
we haven't won the title. I get it. Don't even say anything about that. Screw you. But we're in the playoffs. You can't beat us, so it don't matter.
All right. Man, that was tough, man.
These guys are the Mets fans are horrible trash talkers.
The worst part is. He doesn't sound like he believes it.
He doesn't believe
it. Yeah.
They don't believe in that team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what it is? The worst thing about for Mets fans, for me, for right now, is they don't believe in their team.
Mm-hmm.
They hate that team right now. They don't believe them at all. They are having a moment of joy, which I understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Listen, they don't like us either. They don't like the Phillies, so this is like a little silver lining for them.
Yes.
And if they could... They're probably wondering, can they put enough pressure on us that maybe we will fold?
Fold. Yeah. If you're a Met fan right now and you've had the last 2.5 months where they've been one of the worst teams in baseball, and you beat the Phillies 2 out of 3, then all of a sudden, if you sweep them, you're 4 games out. All of a sudden, if you're a Met fan, you start believing maybe this revives our season. Because they had the same thing last year, you know, their up and down season last year. But like they don't really believe in this team. I agree. Yeah, that's not really boasting. You know, it's like it's sort of like when we would play back when Eagles fans had like a loser mentality. Mm-hmm. We would say we don't care if we lose every game as long as we beat the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's like what Met fans are saying right now about the Phillies.
I was not a part of that.
As long as I don't care if we go 2-14, as long as we beat the Cowboys. Like, that's what Mets fans are like right now. And looking back on it as an Eagles fan, it's like you look back.
It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
But it was a tough time for us.
Yes.
For you all.
They're not even a regional rival. They're not even close to us, you know? As long as we beat the Cowboys, right? All right, 215-592-9494. Mark in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Look, like I said, you know what? The Mets know how to get under the Phillies' skin in their head. If the Phillies would just calm down and not let them bother them so much, they would destroy the Mets.
But sounds a lot easier said than done.
But I'm saying the Mets know how to get under the Phillies' skin, and when they do that, the Phillies try harder to beat them, and they make, you know, some mistakes or they don't get the pitches they want. The Phillies just need to clear their heads and say, all right, man, bring your best game. We're going to play our game. We're going to whoop them. You know what? It's real simple. You're not going to beat us with the psychological crap.
Yeah, but here's where I disagree, Mark. I don't think the Mets do anything to get in their heads. I think this is purely a Phillies thing. I really do. I don't see the Mets playing games out there.
Right.
Like it's almost like I agree with you in that if they just take a breath and play baseball, which is I think mostly what they did last night, they're fine. I think they're a better team than the
Mets. Let me ask you this: Do you think the Juan Soto thing was any type of gamesmanship when he stepped out of the box late?
Well, he's always like sort of like that in the box.
Okay,
he's always if you watch Juan Soto's an insanely annoying player to watch.
Yeah,
in that he's always doing this smirk.
Yeah, it's the Ricky Henderson thing.
Yeah, he's sort of acting like. well, I'm the boss here, and oh, that was cute. Like, every look on his face is like that. So, yeah, I think so, but he's always doing that, right. You know? So I don't know that the Mets are in our heads. I think if anybody's in our heads, the Phillies are in their own heads. The Mets aren't doing anything. I mean, it was all of these things that they have screwed up over this time are all self-induced. They are the Harper screw up in game one was his problem. The Bohm pointing out the thing in center field was his problem. It's like we can't get out of our own way. But I thought they played a fine baseball game last night. I thought they showed some toughness battling back. Mm-hmm. And you don't expect Duran to give up four straight singles in the ninth inning. They lost the game. But I didn't feel like in game one, I was like, oh no. After game two, I didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, like I said, the Phillies just need to take a deep breath, go in, play their game, beat the Mets, and just move along. And the Mets just, if we keep giving them the opportunity to, like, watch us make a mistake here or there, the Mets are just going to keep thinking they own us and they're going to beat us and just do what you do, Phillies. Just win the games.
All right, Mark. Just, those are very Herb-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in the tone, just do what you do, buddy. Just win the game.
Just win the game.
Win the game. 215-592-9494. So this weekend, it's Labor Day weekend. Perhaps you're going to the beach. Perhaps you're hanging out at the pool. Perhaps the barbecue. I ask you, take a couple hours away, because this weekend is a great time to head over to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. I'm not going to tell you not to go to the beach. No, no, no. But the thing is, the Colonial Hyundai Labor Day sale is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Labor Day Monday. There's plenty of time for you to get down there and save up to 20% on any new Hyundai in stock. That is up to $10,000. $10,000. They're not just saving you money there. They're saving you money on financing as well. 0% on any new Hyundai in stock. 0%. So not only do you have a vacation this weekend, your wallet does as well. Get that. Tons of brand new Hyundais in stock. Few hundred of them, Tucson's and Santa Fe's and Palisades, and you know the cars are is going to hook you up with more money for your trade than anyone else, a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in this weekend. Remember, every new Hyundai drives away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. This weekend, Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, tax and tags additional. See dealer for full details. So, the NFL 100 continues to be released in the longest release of all time. But we had another quarterback today in Jared Goff at number 15 in the NFL Top 100. I kind of, when I saw that, now, I'm not surprised he's on the list, of course. He has a number of very good regular seasons. He had a very good season last year.
Mm-hmm.
15 feels high, I guess. Maybe I underrate Jared Goff, or like I don't know how to feel about Jared Goff because he has such good... That was a really good regular season last year and a high-powered offense, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Jared Goff is an acquired taste, right? Like he is certainly... an efficient quarterback. That's a great offense that he's running up there in Detroit. At least it was. While what's the OC that just left?
Ben Johnson.
Was there as the OC. We'll see what it looks like this year. But Jared Goff has put together Pro Bowl caliber seasons before where he's thrown 28, 30 touchdowns. You know, he is a classic pocket passer. Detroit was arguably the best team in the NFC, at least on paper, for a lot of people, because the Eagles, even though the Eagles had run off 16 or 17 games, I don't think people started truly respecting the Eagles until the postseason.
Right.
When they went through the postseason. Up until then, it was, you can't be a one-dimensional offense. And so Detroit was still, like, everyone's favorite to get to the Super Bowl.
And by the way,
the regular season.
They won that big game toward the end of the season against the Vikings with all the guys hurt. Yeah.
They were the number one seed, so.
Do you think he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
I think he's a better passer than Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
But to me, here's the thing. Jared Goff doesn't have any type of it factor.
No, not at all.
None.
Yeah, not at
that
all.
That matters.
Yeah, for sure.
It matters when you play in big games. Like, I never go into a big game worried about Jared Goff.
No shot.
Yeah.
Almost go into a big game saying to yourself, let's see how he loses this game.
Yeah. But there's no way he's the 15th best player in the NFL.
No,
but last year he may have been.
I get it. Like, just, I'm not a golf guy.
I like him a little more than you. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he's in that 5 to 10 range.
Yeah.
Like, that's why. But again, do I trust him in a big game? I'm like, nah.
Well, I mean, Sean McVay said no, I don't, and moved on for him for a 37-year-old quarterback, 36 at the time.
And they went and won the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl. So when a guy like, we can debate, Sean McVay's a good coach. When a guy like him says, you know what, this guy ain't it.
Yeah.
There must be something that's not there. I guess I'm just surprised that this is a player vote, that the players had him that high. You know, I don't know, that means something.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about it factor with quarterbacks, it's funny, like, it seems like something fans would just say, but players say it about quarterbacks.
Man, players know it more. It's ironic when we're talking about Jalen. I remember veterans in Jalen's rookie season saying the kid just has an it factor to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may have been, you got Carson there, so he's completely opposite of what Carson is. But you did hear about that from when he was a young quarterback that wasn't necessarily lighting the league on fire, that players just like, yeah, he just, something about him.
Yeah.
So that's my thing with Jared Goff. Had him in my fantasy league 4 straight years.
He's a
great fantasy quarterback. Gives you numbers.
Is he that much better than like Dak? I always think like him and Goff.
He's like a Dak. Yeah, that's what he's right. Dak. Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, if Dak was, if we were a normal Dak area, Dak would be right around the same place that Jared Goff was, I think.
Well, he was before he got injured last year. People looked at Dak as a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 215-5.
But you don't trust him in a big game.
No. Unlike my guy.
Some guys are regular season quarterbacks when there's not as much. There's something to that. You can't ignore that, man. Playing when there's no pressure on you and putting up numbers is completely different when you're at home as the number one seed, favorite after being in the NFC Championship game the year before, and you lose to a rookie quarterback at home.
Blown out.
But like it's something to that.
Yeah, I think so.
Sam Darnold, great regular season, gets to the playoffs.
Yeah, now there hasn't been enough on him yet.
Last year he had a great regular season. He just looked like he was lost last year in the playoffs.
For sure. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't throw 5 interceptions.
Yeah. Dude.
4.
I think you got one more postseason appearance before he's labeled. It's already starting.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Jackson. Don't doubt him.
Sometimes I get labeled as a Justin Herbert guy, not a Justin Herbert guy.
One more postseason failure before he has that label on him.
It's going to be a big year for Justin Herbert.
You want to know the difference between me and Jack? I am Jack's a Justin Herbert guy. I'm a Baker Mayfield guy.
Yeah, and that's why when they put Jalen in the top 19, they start with, he's a winner.
Well, that's what Jameis Winston said.
Well, they all said it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, I know.
But they didn't talk about how great his arm was or anything. He's a winner.
Yeah, I agree. That's the only reason he's there.
Hey, Troy Aikman won 3.
I know. And you used to be a very, like, you say Troy Aikman's most overrated player of the 90s.
Look, we don't need to bring up old shows.
I always say that because I always wait for one of y'all to bring that up. Yeah.
There's no record of that. There's no record of Mike saying that.
Yes.
Guy's a Hall of Famer.
Has nothing to do with the argument I'm making right now.
Guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Have some respect.
Which is Jalen is more like Troy Aikman, man. Stop it.
Walter in Winslow. You're on WIP. What's up, Walter?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You got my head spinning today, man. Ike's okay with Bryce Harper wearing Mets clothes. You're not worried about the Phillies. I'm in panic mode already.
Nah.
Can't beat the Mets.
Well, listen, when you lose, I too was annoyed with the Mets colors, but I just wasn't as annoyed as Spike was.
Right. Well, nobody was, to be quite honest with you. Look, they are not beating the Mets at Citi Field.
You concede that part, right?
Yes,
there.
They haven't been, but I'm not saying we can't beat the Mets. I don't think the Mets have some sort of special skill over the Phillies. Or spell over the Phillies. I'm just not worried about it. I'm not. Like, I look at the roster, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about Sean Manaea and Kodai Senga in, you know, the first two games of a playoff series.
Man, wait till you see Nolan McClain tonight, though.
Well, he's a rookie. Yeah, he's been pretty good so far.
And wait till you see Jonah Thong.
That's another guy.
He's sick.
Yeah. Well, they apparently, according to ESPN, according to ESPN, they have the number one farm system in baseball.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Phillies were 21.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hogwash.
Okay, all right. Walter, I just think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay. I think they win. Let me ask you this. They win tonight. Let's say they win 5-3 tonight, right? Do you still feel the same way?
No, I think you're right about tonight. Tonight's a big game. Like, I feel like a playoff game tonight.
Who's pitching tonight?
Oh, it's Taiwan. Taiwan. We'll be fine.
The stopper. Yeah.
Well, if they win tonight, I'll feel better. Everybody I talked to after the game last night is in panic mode. We can't beat the Mets. That's a problem because we're probably going to see them in the playoffs regardless. If we win the division or the wild card, I think either way, it's probably going to be the Mets, just the way things look.
Yes, and we'll beat them. And we'll beat them. You can't look like you. Every team that has won a championship, not every team, a lot of teams have had this dragon they have to slay. Whether it's the best team or it's not the best team, there's one team they got to go through. And if it's the Mets, then it's the Mets. But we cannot, like in this city, we're going to be scared of the New York Mets who have not won a World Series in 40 years. Really? Like that's what we're worried about? The New York Mets, we're worried about Jeff McNeil and Brett Beatty and Pete Alonso, and like, what are we talking about here?
Like you're convincing me, man. Yeah. I hope you're right. I hope they win tonight. I'll feel much better if they win tonight.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Walter. We got a lot of scared people out there. Scared money don't make money. I don't know how that applies here.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think they're scared of the Mets or they are worried about our own team.
Oh, well, it's a little of both. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, more concerned that we may not be as locked in or tight as I thought we were with the pitching. Like, what once was our strength, and we thought not just was the strength of the team, but arguably an advantage over any other ball club, does not look as advantageous right now.
The last two nights it has not, but the previous six games it did. So
against...
Well,
the Nationals.
Seattle's a good team.
Yeah.
And look, Nationals are scrappy. All
right. Yeah. Everybody's scrappy against us.
So we will find out from Larry Anderson next whether he is scared of the Mets.
Is he pressing the panic button?
And I just want to ask him about the umpires. I just got to ask him about the umpires. So Larry Anderson joins us next. Remember, Eagles Radiothon going on right now. Bid on the afternoon show broadcast from your home or business. It's at $1,500 right now, eaglesradiothon.com. Or if all these great items are out of your price range, remember the Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship design t-shirt is there for $30. Eaglesradiothon.com. You can always text to give. Text the word afternoon to 53209. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.